Blog Talk Radio.
Comments.
anything that you would like to discuss or anything that you would like to talk about concerning the Word of God. If you have listened to this station and this station has been a blessing unto you, then we would like to hear from you. And we know that our time is yet ticking right along, and we will not go into any further ado. We will now go into prayer. We have implemented prayer before the start of our program. And you that are listening out there in our listening audience, if you would be so kindly as to bow your head with me as I go in prayer. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you and the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their soul. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, and we all shall say amen and amen. All right, hallelujah. Our theme for tonight, or our sermon for tonight, is forget your past and get on with the good life. Hallelujah. I want to say that one more again because I tell you that struck the chord. It says, forget your past. Get on with the good life. And we're going to take our scripture reading from the law of 1 Peter 4 and 2. And it reads like this. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. And we also will go on and read our passage as well. And that will come from the law of 1 Peter 4 and 1. And it reads like this. It says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us, in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. And so we're going to talk a little bit. I want to just kind of stir your spirit on tonight, if I may. I just like to, you know, just kind of let my hair down and just, you know, come on with it as God has given it unto me. Now, we all have done something in our past that we cannot change. Am I right about it? The lie is told and the object is stolen. The abortion is done. The addiction is established. The divorce is final. The business is bankrupt. The job is terminated. And the car has been repossessed, and the house is in foreclosure. Now, what we could rehearse our past mistakes and nurse our old wounds. We could allow our past to consume us, threading through every thought, decision, or action in regret. And Peter suggests another way. We do not need to live our lives controlled by the memories of mistakes. We do not need to live our lives changed to used to be and the always will. Instead, we could live the rest of our lives according to the will of God. And that was the scripture reading that we just read from 1 Peter 4 and 2. We could earnestly confess our sins and seek his forgiveness. We could make ourselves available to Christ daily and experience his grace and power working in us. We could apply the word of God to our lives and adjust our lifestyles, moving away from lives of lust and excess of wine, revealing banquets and the abominable adultery. We all used to be a lot of things, but now we have heard the invitation to a different lifestyle, one that is clear-minded, self-controlled, prayerful, hospitable, controlled by love. We all need to be identified with the desire of the flesh. Now the desire of our hearts is to know God's will and obey Him. We all have a past we cannot change. We cannot undo it. But we can rise to a bright new future. So you that are listening out there in our radio digital audience, I will conclude that you get on with the good life. You've been living in the past too long. And we are very well aware of those people that's in our circle, in our past circle, that knows us, knows our past, and they know our future. They would love to remind us of the old you and the old me. Oh, girl, how we used to, you know, go and party. And we used to go to the club, girl, and, you know, how we would just down all the drinks and how we would meet all the handsome, debonair guys on the at the table and on the dance floor and, you know, how we just did a lot of things. You know, it wasn't right in the eyesight of God. It was not right. You know, a lot of us did a lot of things. A lot of us, like you said, you know, we have stolen things from family members, from, you know, places that we have visited. And we have said things to loved ones that we really didn't mean. We'd said things, you know, to our boss. And whoever was in charge, maybe a store manager, maybe you bought something in a store and returned it, and the guy, you know, just really, you know, just give you the blues and really didn't want to accept the return item and refund your money. And you exchanged words that, you know, we cannot even speak on this air and speak on, period, because now we have a new way of talking. We have a new vocabulary. So we've all done some things that we're not proud of. But I want to encourage you on tonight to let's just put our past behind us, because that's exactly what our past is the past. And when we come to God, we bring all of our dirty laundry. I gave a sermon about your dirty laundry. And so we bring all of our dirty laundry and we place it at the feet of God. Because we know that when we place all of our sins at the feet of God, then God, in return, will put our sins, my sins and your sins, in the sea of forgetfulness. A lot of times, your homegirl want to call you up and she want to go over old times with you about guys that you met, and some of you, you maybe have went to bed with, one night stand, and maybe talk about, you know, the places that you used to go. You know, maybe you used to go to the strip bar. Maybe you used to, you know, go to the honky-tonk. And maybe you used to go to the casino and gamble all your money away, all your hard-earned money that was needed for the home front. But you carried it and you gambled every cent away. So people would love to bring all of these old yesteryear things back into play. They, you know, even though we have went on and we have moved forward, we have changed our lifestyle for the better. You know, we have been introduced to a heavenly spiritual father, and his name is Jesus. And we had went to God in sincerity, and we had confessed to God that we was a sinner, and we had asked God to be our Lord and Savior and to come into our lives and renew our lives, you know, to take the old self away and replace it with a new self. But I find out that even in this 21st century, you just don't have just your friends that want to keep you reminded of your old past. But we also have our own children that don't know God, that don't really want any part of God until they are, you know, locked behind bars or on their deathbed, then they want to know God. You know, they want you to pray for them and, you know, that God will keep them from dying and you're at death's door, you know. But I feel like if they're not behind bars, if they're not at death's door, they really don't want to have anything to do with the Lord. But you being a woman and a man of God, may you be a seasoned man and woman of God, or may you be a new person in the Lord. I want to let you know that we have our own kids that we have bore here in the world that want us to rewind our past. Even though that's been 20 years ago, that's been 30, 40, 50 years ago, they want to remind you of how you met old Johnny. You know old Johnny that you used to hang out on the corner with, you know, you used to sit down there, you know, under the tree and play dominoes or whatever. They want to keep you reminded of the past. But I want you to let them know that your past is behind you. That's what it is. Your past is the past, and your past is not welcome. So whether you be a female or male, I want you to tell that devil, that demon, Lucifer, Satan, our adversary, that your past is no longer welcome into your future. You have been born again. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. The things that you used to do, you don't do those things anymore. The places that you used to go, you don't have a desire to go those places anymore. The friends that you used to been accustomed to being around that was in your circle, God made sure that he sent those friends on their, you know, just on their separate way. Because God knew what he wanted to do with you from the beginning. God knew. But a lot of times we are not obedient to the Spirit of God, and we don't listen to God when he's trying to talk to us because we're so consumed in what we want to do in our life, what we want to have to accomplish in our lives. But you know, saints and friends and you that are out there in our listening audience, do you know aside from God, we can do nothing? If God did not breathe the breath of life on us and in us, do you know that we would not be in existence? I heard on the radio on the other evening that a guy said that he was self-made. He put himself through college, and everything he did, it was of self. But I want to serve you notice on this evening that all of the things that God allowed us to take part of and to accomplish in this life, it's not of our own being, but it's by the mercy and the goodness and grace of Almighty God. Because without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we are nothing. So we want to set the record straight that you're not a self-made, even if you are rich. I want you to know that you're not even a self-made millionaire. Whatever God has allowed you to obtain in this life is on God's time watch. It's through God's grace and mercy. Nothing more and nothing less. Because God said that we come into this world with nothing. And as surely as we came in here with nothing, guess what? We're going out that same way. I don't care how many Lamborghini you own, you're not going to be buried with one. I don't care how many mansions you own, you will not be buried in one. I don't care how many meats you own, you will not be buried in one. And even if you're buried in one, guess what? At the grave site, they got folks that will welcome your meat into their home. Because you don't get to see after they said their little prayer up under the little tent, and they tell you and I, hey, y'all go your separate ways. It's over now. And they are welcome to do whatever they want to do. So they have access to the coffin. They have the key to it. And they can open it up and they can steal your rings that your loved ones has placed on you, your necklaces, diamonds, rubies, sapphires, pearls. They can be taken away from you right there on the scene, on the spot. Because guess what? You're dead, so you can't talk. And the onlookers that has been a witness to this, I presume they have gotten paid. They've got a piece of the pie, so they're not going to talk. So just for your FYI, everything that God has enabled you to have in this life is through God and God alone. It's not your PhD degree. It's not your wealth. It's not your name written in light, but it's the grace of God and his good mercy that has enabled you to partake in the goodness of Jesus Christ. But I want to let you know that even though you might think that you're living a good life in the world, I'd like to introduce Jesus to you. This is a man that owns everything, and everything belonged to him. And he owns a cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. And you know, even in the celebrity status lifestyle, we find that they are divorce on the rise. Even though look like they're living at large and they're having it, everything going their way. But yet there is no peace. There is no contentment. And the wife is looking at another man. And the husband is looking at another wife. He's not looking at the wife that he has, but he's looking and she's looking outside of the box for a new love, a new lover. Because this one, I guess, has gotten stale and gotten old. But I have you to know, if you try Jesus, Jesus never get old and never do he get stale. And God can bless you with a type of a wife that will be pleasing unto you in your long life pursuit and will be just the best thing that you ever could have found when you include God into your itinerary. You will have a life of peace, a life of contentment, a life of love and prosperity in God. Because when you have God, you have it all. I mean, absolutely everything. And you don't even have just life right now. But you can look forward to the next life, that eternal life with Jesus up in heaven. And I just would like for you to just think on and let your mind ponder on those thoughts. Forget your past and get on with the good life that God has prepared for you right here and right now. Living for God is the good life. You have a wife that you love. That's the good life. You have children that love God, that's obedient, that goes to church, and that's not in trouble in and out of jail houses and prison camps. You hear what I'm saying? But you have that type of child and children and even adults, children, that love God and live in the life of Christ. So I would just advise you to take another look in your worldly past and try Jesus. Therefore, you can get on with the good life. And before I close it, I would like to let you hear a little bit of this song. And it's "I Know I've Been Born Again." And I'd let you hear a little bit of that before we would conclude the program on tonight. And I will come back for last note on ending the show on tonight. But I'd just like to let you hear a little bit of this. I'm not going to play it too long because I want to come back and we'll end the show after this, a piece of this selection. Listen if you will. You to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.